The Shut Door and Ellen White's Visions. Merlin D. Burt. Among the earliest and most persistent criticisms of Ellen White is that she was connected to the shut door teaching during the first years of her prophetic experience. From 1866, with the first published critics on the shut door, to the present day, the legitimacy of her visions has been repeatedly challenged because of their apparent support of shut door views after 1844. The term shut door is a biblical expression taken from Matthew 25, verse 10, and Revelation 3, verse 7. It was used by Millerite Adventists to describe the end of human probation during a brief period just prior to the second coming of Jesus. It is important to remember that Ellen White's early experience is inseparably linked to the Millerite movement. Her first vision came in December 1844, as Millerite Adventists were divided over how to interpret the October 1844 disappointment. The majority, under Joshua V. Himes, concluded that the October date was incorrect. They looked for a future date to fulfill the time prophecies of Daniel and Revelation. A minority of disappointed Millerites remained committed to the October 1844 date, concluding that the prophetic time period had been fulfilled. All of the principal founders of the Seventh-day Adventist Church, including Ellen White, eventually adopted the minority view. The minority group came to be known as shut-door Adventists because they based their initial explanation for the disappointment on the Matthew 25, verse 1 to 13 parable of the bridegroom, which they interpreted as a heavenly wedding. Consequently, they may be referred to as bridegroom Adventists because their initial interpretation of Matthew 25 involved more than just the idea of a shut door. Key to understanding this topic must be an examination of the progression of shut door thinking from 1844 to 1852, with particular focus on the bridegroom branch of the movement and those who became Sabbatarians. Helpful also is an examination of the progression of Ellen White's own understanding, and particularly the role her visions played in changing the meaning of the shut door. Such a study would be incomplete if it did not also briefly consider some implications concerning divine or special revelation in regard to Ellen White's visions and the shut door.